USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A suspect's now in custody for the stabbing of five people at the home of a rabbi in New York State last night. The Ramapo Police Department saying that its officers remain at the scene of the crime, but a suspect has been taken into custody. All of the victims were reportedly Hasidic Jews. The extent of their injuries is not currently known. This follows a string of anti-Semitic attacks in the New York City region, including the deadly shootings at a kosher market in nearby Jersey City just a couple of weeks ago. New York State Senator David Carlucci.
We are going to stand united with our entire law enforcement community, all elected officials in New York State, to say we cannot tolerate hate in any form.
A winter storm's dumping heavy snows across the plains and now the upper Midwest. And this is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
A prisoner swap's underway between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists. Ukrainian government forces have been battling those groups in eastern Ukraine for 5 years. Russian news agencies reporting that the two sides have now started an all-for-all prisoners swap in which all remaining prisoners will be sent home. The 2020 College Football National Championship will be between LSU and Clemson on January 13th in New Orleans. That after a big LSU victory over Oklahoma yesterday in the Peach Bowl.
Deep again, on target again, Jefferson again, touchdown again!
That from ESPN, the final score went on to be LSU 63, Oklahoma 28. Clemson defeated Ohio State 29-13 in the Fiesta Bowl to advance to the national championship. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Federal authorities are investigating a deadly plane crash in Louisiana yesterday. Five of six people on board were killed when that twin-engine Piper aircraft crashed in a parking lot in Lafayette. One of the victims was a reporter on her way to the Peach Bowl to cover that game in Atlanta. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is walking back his comment that he wouldn't testify at the Trump impeachment trial. Biden on Friday said he wouldn't comply with any Senate subpoena because it would be a tactic by Trump to distract from the president's wrongdoing. Some legal experts criticized Biden for that remark. Well, then yesterday, Saturday, Biden clarified his comment. He said that in his past 40 years in public life, he has always cooperated with legitimate congressional requests. And British officials are apologizing for publishing the home addresses of people like Elton John and Olivia Newton-John. It happened by accident, they say, when officials published a list of about 1,000 people receiving special honors. Also on the list were Oscar-winning directors and top politicians and a lot of famous athletes, too. The list was available online for about an hour on Friday before someone reported it and it got taken down. The government's apologizing and trying to figure out how it happened. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.